Yeah, we need to get the sign in for who's booth here. There's my card that you can have on that.
These are all printed, is that?
Would you give her a card for her? That way she has our contact information and everything.
I started this.
Okay, that's fine.
Is a P.O. box okay? Because you've got all.
That will be fine. Mailing address.
And the cell I put down is mine.
Okay.
And he doesn't answer his usually, so.
I'll start off the hearing and I'll turn it over to our building official, Mr. Brad. So just for introduction purposes, my name is Randy Baker with Harnett County Development Services. And the people that are present in the room, as well as myself, would be Brad Sutton, the code official, Nick Holcomb, representing the town of Coach, Teresa Bird with Harnett County Development Services, and Ms. Dana P. Dixon, representing the cases that we'll have here this afternoon. We will start off the hearing with the property located at 95 East Washington Street. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Sutton.
Okay, so this property was posted for condemnation on February the 5th. It's obviously in a dilapidated state. We've got the pictures pulled up on it as well. What I'm going to do is go through a list of questions. We'll fill this paperwork out as you answer the questions.
And let me tell you this, weren't in here. I was told not to talk. Harold said, you just be there. But I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
And whether or not you pass it on to him, I will tell you the reason he's not here. This came in the post office. It was put in the box on the 8th, which was Friday. I picked it up after the PO had closed on Saturday. Failed to take this with me Monday, and then yesterday, Tuesday, I got the two letters. Okay. Took them to him at noon and gave them to him and said, this is important. And he told me this morning he didn't look at them until 2 a.m. this morning.
Okay.
So that's just sort of a beginning.
Okay.
But you go ahead and talk and I'll do the best I can.
Okay, so the first question is, are you the legal property owner?
I am. The 95 was given to my daughter, April, from her grandfather as for rent for college. And it caught on fire by some of the people that were in it and set it on fire. It was an accident, I don't know. But to my knowledge, nobody's lived in it since then, and that was 25 years ago or something.
Okay.
And they have worked on it a little bit, but it's certainly not where it needs to be.
Okay, one of the questions is, when was the last time the structure was occupied? You're saying approximately 25 years ago.
I have no clue. I could have looked that stuff up, but I didn't.
Okay.
And it may be on the letter, but I haven't read the letter.
Okay. Are you aware of any other individuals or groups that would have interest in this property or structure? I was thinking this was in a trust. Yes.
It's the trust. When Harold took it away from April or put his name on it, it used to be just her name, and then he put his name on it so that she couldn't sell it. Because he was afraid she would sell it, and he wanted it to stay in the family.
Okay.
And you might need, I don't know whether that's what he wrote this morning for me to bring. And I'll read it out loud if you want. I don't know if you can read his writing. Because it might be good for you all to hear it.
Okay.
We'd probably read it for the record.
Yeah, we'd read it for the record.
Okay.
Do you want me to
have her read it?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Difficult, I know. Make sure I'm talking loud enough. The two houses on Washington can be fixed, and I will begin on them now. I have good reasons for them to not be restored, but will begin the process. Please allow me to visit your office at a time that will be okay with my schedule as well as yours. At this time, I will explain my plan and we will hopefully agree on the solution. Thank you for giving me time to represent myself.
Okay.
And that was from?
Harold Dixon, okay. Dated today. And you can have that.
Okay, yeah, we'll put this in the file. Yep. Okay, is there a deed of trust on file for the property in which the structure is located?
Yes.
There is a deed of trust.
I would say, since it says trust.
Okay.
Okay, I just for a matter of clarification, deed of trust meaning that is there any liens or?
No.
That's what we refer to when we say deed of trust.
Okay.
Is if we realize on the actual deed,
taxes.
It was in the April Dixon Trust and then Mr. Harold Dixon as a trustee.
Yeah.
But the question he's referring to, is there any liens, lien holders or anything on the property?
No.
Okay. Any outstanding taxes due on the property that the structure is located?
No.
Okay. All right. Are you aware of the current condition of the structure?
Yes.
Okay. All right. His structure is not currently occupied. Last time it was occupied, we've established, was approximately 25 years ago.
Could be, yeah.
Is the structure currently served by an approved electrical service? It is not. Is the structure currently supplied with a potable water source?
No.
Okay.
Meaning, is the water turned on?
Yes.
Yeah, it is not.
Okay.
I should have left that on your desk.
I should have. Is the structure connected to public sewer or private septic system?
It would be public, but that's off. I mean, you know, that's not running because the water is not on.
Okay.
But it does not have a sewage tank.
Does the property have an operating heating system? That's no. Access points to the structure properly secured to reduce unauthorized entry. An example, doors, windows, crawl space, and that's no as well. Are you aware of any portion of the structure that displays signs of decay, damage, or defective construction?
Can I refuse to answer? You know.
I will make a note of that.
Thank you.
I will let the record show that we do have pictures and other things to say that the answer should be yes to that. So this last thing is, let me read this now. I'm getting the current condition. Okay. So given the current conditions and deficiencies that have been observed by the problem properties administrator and the building codes administrator, I'm the building codes administrator, Mr. Baker is problem properties administrator, what course of action are you planning to pursue? And I assume that the letter would
stand. He is willing to fix them up.
Okay.
And get right on it.
Okay. So on this one, based on our research, and I don't know, do you want us to do notes?
I'll take and fill
in. You're going to take all the notes?
And if you wanted to take and go through the photographs or anything, offer any opportunity for any rebuttal or anything like that.
Well, I don't know that there's any point in doing that. So based on the research that we have and what you've told us here, it's been 25 years since this house was occupied. Based on what our tax records shows, we know we only been able to go back 9 years, and we know for sure 9 years it was not not occupied. You have to understand my issue with extending any time when there's been 25 years that somebody could do something with this house and it has not been done.
And if you don't mind me bringing up the letter again, he said he had a reason for not repairing it and he wants to discuss that. So okay. I don't know what his reason is.
Okay, well, what I will do in that situation is I have to, by statute, I have to make a determination on what to do with this property today at this hearing.
Oh, okay.
So my determination is that this property needs to be taken down. He certainly has the option to appeal that decision. It's just like any other hearing. You know, the decision I make is, as anybody else's decision that's made, is appealable. He will have a statute-given amount of time to appeal that decision, and I think it's 10 days?
10 days.
And that appeal has to be made to the town council at Coates.
At Coates.
And I'm going to just make a note here.
And what department would it whatever you're in charge of?
Yeah, I would say an appeal.
An appeal would have to take and go to the town clerk. At the conclusion of the hearing, as Mr. Sutton stated, he will have to issue what the statutes refer to as a findings of fact and an order to take action upon the condemned structure. Once Mr. Dixon receives this notification, or from the date of issue when he receives it, he will have a 10-day period in order, if he feels that he is aggrieved by this decision and feels that he will not abide by the order, then he does have a right to appeal. The appeal body in the case of a condemnation in a municipality would be the governing board of the town. So in order to lodge a proper appeal, what he would do, he would send a notice of appeal within that specified time frame, which would be in that order. He would send a copy to Mr. Sutton here at our address here, which will be on the letterhead, and then he would also need to take and send a copy to the town clerk, and that way the Board of Commissioners can get that. Now, of course, the Board of Commissioners, as long as it is properly appealed within the designated time frame, the Board of Commissioners, once they receive that, then they will set the date for the appeal hearing on the end, and then they will contact Mr. Dixon and let him know. That can happen at a special call meeting, or it can happen at the end of a regular meeting that the town has. But the appeal would be, Mr. Dixon would be appealing Mr. Sutton's order to the town of Coates Board of Commissioners.
And then that the decision that the governing board makes, of course, is final, whatever that may be. Basically, the hearing that we have today is required by statute, and then after that, I no longer have any say-so in it, I guess is the best way to put it. So that, I think that concludes the one on 95 East Washington Street.
Do you have any further questions?
No.
On the particular? Okay.
Okay.
I'll just go. Mr. Holcomb, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay.
Now, do we need to
pause,
reset, and do?
Yes, we would. Okay, at this point in time, no further questions from the administrative official nor the person representing the property. We will officially close the hearing for 95 East Washington Street.